Okay, we're at the Chof Ches Min Aleph. Turn it up on the very top.
Why not the Mishnah? Okay.
Today's Daf Chof Ches, the whole Daf.
Oh, okay.
Turn it up on. Here we go. Daf Chof Ches, we're trying to go very fast. Yeah, 18 he said I do not know. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda, Omer, Chiluf had the volume, it's just the opposite. Shmoine Asar Amar Lachem Shamati. 18 he said no. Shtei Meshri Amar Lachem Lo Shamati. Amar Lachem, they said in the following thing. Kol Dvarcha Einam El Mipi HaShmua. They said to him, everything you tell us is only Mipi HaShmua. You only know what you've learned from your Rebbe? In other words, they were criticizing him. I don't know, you go, he asked him these 30 questions. So either 12 or 18 he said, Shamati. I heard the answer. And the other 18, it says, Lo Shamati. So they said, what kind of answer is that?
Meaning he didn't know the thing?
He didn't know. What he did know, it's only because Shamati. What he did not know, I didn't hear. So what you didn't hear? So you paskel halacha, why don't you make a decision? Why don't you come to a conclusion, a halachic resolution to our question?
So whatever version you're going to say he didn't hear, mean I cannot answer your shayla.
Right. So Amr Lo, they said to him, Kol Devarecha Einam El Mipi HaShmua. What kind of answer is that? If you're a Talmud Chacham, you go to the rabbi and you tell the rabbi, I have a question. What bracha do you make on this? So say, well, I was a child, Shamati. I heard from my father and my Rebbe what the answer to this question. So I'll tell you, this is the bracha. You're going to go tell me now, sushi? When I was a child, there was no such thing as sushi. So Lo Shamati.
The Gemara is going to enumerate what the 30 Allah.
I don't know. I don't know the Gemara.
Okay.
So he told them his. Oh, we just lost Rabbi Shalim. He just disappeared. He told them his kak tuni loymar davash lo shamati mipi rabbi say. So he turned the tables on them. He said to them, "What do you want from me? What do you want? You want me to go tell you something which I did not hear from my rebbeim? Miyamai my entire life like kadmani adam." So he told them his midas. Now it's not really clear why he asked.
This is a replacer of God, yes. A replacer of Harkonnen.
So we hear he's talking over here. Who says Harkonnen? Who says?
I'm asking.
I don't know the
famous
answer.
Rabbi Elazar. Okay.
Maybe it's Rabbi Rashbi. Maybe it's Rabbi Shimon. Is it Rashbi?
Oh.
Is it Rashbi?
I hear it. Those times was a replacer of Rabbi Shimon. That's right.
I don't know.
No, one second. That was Rabbi
Elazar. No, sometimes he's called Elazar. Sometimes
that's Eliezer. Impossible.
Before he went into the cave. Who says this? I saw this once. Before he went into the cave, he was called Elazar.
I remember he's always called as Rabbi Elazar.
Elazar?
I've never seen him refer to as Rabbi Elazar. Show me the Gemara and Daf Lamed Gimel.
I don't know the answer. So Amalek, I'm going to look at his kak. Tuni loy mal davar shloshamat mipi rabbi say miyam na. Now over here he enumerates all of his midas.
Okay.
Number one, miyam my entire life.
What's the purpose? The Gemara enumerates or he enumerates?
He enumerates.
What's the purpose?
I don't know.
Okay.
And mamash don't know. Miyam my entire life loy kadmuni adam beis hamedrash and no one ever came before me. I was the first person to come from the beis hamedrash. Number two, v'lo yoshanti beis hamedrash l'shenes kevav l'shenes aray. I never went to sleep in the beis hamedrash. Number three. I was always the last one out. I did not leave the Bet Midrash and there was another person sitting in the Bet Midrash.
Right.
Number four. I never spoke a word of idle chatter. Number five, I never ever said anything that I did not hear from my Rebbeim. So therefore, he's saying over there, why was it necessary for him to introduce the last thing that he wanted to say by all the first four?
Mm-hmm.
It must be that in order to reach a madrega, where you're able to have discipline, in order to say l'shamati, I guess you need these other milas. I don't really know. Let's look at the Rashi very quickly. Rashi over here says, Einon Ella, the second line, Einon l'pishmua bitmiya. They said to him, what's going on? We ask you questions. He tells us, Shamati, Lo Shamati, everything that you know is what you heard. His kaktan tuni kloimar. That's a kloimar rashi. Tiz ki kuni loimar dover. Agid lochem es midoisai vizu achas mehen. Now that you have asked me this question, let me tell you all of my midos. And this is one of my midos. This is what I do. That's how I live my life. And while I live my life, I only say things I have from my Rebbe. Sichas chulun. What is sichas chulun? Divrei havai usuchayk. The words of nonsense and laughter. Kiloimar. Ma she posak biyod. Ma she sofek. shesafik biyadi loy mibnei b'chol loy mibnei shetarachti b'chol eile. The efsher it's not because this I do not know the answer. It's not because
I didn't try.
The EF Shar Sha'amu Rabbi said Dover Bebe Samedish, Vloshamativ, it's not because I didn't apply myself.
Yeah.
It's not because I'm lazy. How come you don't know the answer to this question? You should have
won.
Because I sat in the base medrash my entire life, every single second, anything that was worthwhile to hear, I heard. In other words, you say Rashi is coming to answer our question. Why was it necessary for him to give the first four midos? They say to him, everything you know in your life is shamati, lo shamati. So, I have to go tell you my midos. And he enumerates five midos. We don't need all five midos. Just say that this is your derech in life. Your derech in life is not to say something that you did not hear firsthand from your Rebbe.
Yeah.
The answer is, that's not an excuse. Because if I'm going to say to you, I didn't hear that from my Rebbe, so you're going to say back to me, well, you're a lazy guy. You didn't hear it because you didn't come to share. The reason why you didn't hear from your Rebbe said it. Your Rebbe said what the halacha is. You played hooky. You did not come to shear on that day.
Okay.
So in order to say, no, that's not the pshat. I was in the Beis Medrash my entire life. I was the first one there, the last one to leave. Whatever my Rebbe said, I heard. It's not because I'm lazy.
It was impossible for the Rebbe to say something and I didn't hear it.
And I didn't hear
it
because I was always in the Beis Medrash. Right. And therefore, what I'm telling you I did not hear means my Rebbe never said it.
Therefore, I don't know it.
That's why I don't know it. So don't go tell me, you know, I said I didn't hear. Oh, you didn't hear. Where have you been? You skipped class? No, I didn't skip class. I was there every single day.
Yeah.
I heard everything my Rebbe, and he never spoke about this. Yeah. Okay, now we go to the next piece of Gemara, Naya Gemara. Amrulav Nugmar second line. Amrulav Al Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai Miyamav his entire life like Sach Sichaschul, he never spoke oral chatter. Vlechalach, he did not go walk. Dalad Amos Bloy Toira or Veloy to fill in. Vloy Kadmu Adam Bebes Hamedrish. No one came to the Bezesh before him. Vloy Yoshim Bez Hamedrish Lashin Sarakev.
So you see, it's Rablaze Agad, we know Rablaze Lech Rabbi Yochanan. They say at the age of 28, he was an Amara, just like Reb Kiva by the age of 40.
Who?
Reb Eliezer was an Amara until the age of 28, Reb Eliezer. He was a fresser. And this is my chetzal. He used to eat a lot. He was extremely strong. So you see, so that reason he's quoting Reb Yochanan, you see the similarity?
Right.
He emulated.
And this Daf Chavches, isn't it amazing? You say until you're 28, this Daf Chavches.
Oh, that's interesting.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Weit, v'lo hear him, I did never have a thought. I never had a hearer. What did I hear from Nashim?
Torah, no.
I was not. Oh, right. Torah. I was not mahar in Torah in a place that's tummy. I was not mahar.
What's the mavoy that's enough? Is it like two
dirty
things?
A mavoy.
Does that mean
dirty?
Soya?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, the place you're not allowed to think in learning. In the Beis Akisa, you're not allowed to think in learning. Like what you
and
said.
The Yitzhara.
And then so I didn't think in learning.
Puts a lot of.
Vloiniach Adam the Beis Hamish. Same thing. I did not go leave the Beis Hamish.
You see, he learned it from his Rebbe.
Adam Yisrael v'demain. And I know him. Vloiniach Adam the Beis Hamish v'yatsa. I was always the last one.
Right.
Next. Vloin mitzoy Adam Yisrael v'demain.
Mitzoy Adam Yisrael v'demain.
The person never found him. Yisrael v'demain. El Yisrael v'shayne.
He was never found.
He never battled. V'loy pasach adam delas little midav elohu biatzmai. No one ever opened the door for his students. He opened the door for his students.
That's a pshat. No person opened the door for
talmidav. V'loy pasach adam delas little midav elohu biatzmai. That when the talmid came to the house, he went and he served his talmidim.
V'loy
amay davar shloshama mipirav me'olam zol bazach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai always sold here from his rebbe. Now, v'loy amar higi es lamboy bebeis hamedrash. He never said it's time to leave.
Yeah.
It's not derech eretz.
Yeah.
Chutz, the only time he told the talmidim it's time to leave was me'arveish psachim v'arvei yom kippurim erev pesach erev yom kippurim v'chein choyer b'eliezer talmidei noy k'achrav. I'm a male Rabbi Eliezer, his student, the student of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
Yeah.
You're telling me he's Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol. This is not that we can use the Rashbi. He never, because he was a student of Rashbi. Rabbi Eliezer L'choy did not go away from his father. I don't know. But over here,
it's two separate people.
Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol.
Rabbi Eliezer.
Okay. Rabbi Eliezer the Tana. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says B'lei Torah. A person
never. Let's just get to the B'lei Torah. Yeah.
B'lei Torah. B'lei Girsa. Shayicholich v'shayne tamid. He would learn continuously.
Right.
The only time that he said they should leave the Beis Medrash was chutz me'arib sachim. Ibnei asiyas pisayhem. Ibnei hatikinayin shlo yishnu. Two reasons. You have to go and prepare the Karban Pesach. I guess he lived during because of Yochanan Zakkai.
It was the Man of Bais.
He was the famous one that told the Kesar.
Yeah.
Tainli yavne v'chachomeha.
And it was a mistake of his, because he could have said, "Don't destroy the Shlomish."
Who says that it was Rabbi Akiva? It wasn't.
Rabbi Akiva said. It was a machlokes.
It was a machlokes. What was the correct thing to do?
Right.
Then he held the kach mefurish b'sachim period. Fine. The arvi makipurim chutzach lechol meboydiam. You have to leave the bet midrash early so you can have a good hearty meal to have koyach. To daven to Hashem for slicha v'chapara on the Yom Kippurim. Vayit in the Gemara, Naya Gemara, next Shtikl Gemara.
Yeah.
Next. Tan Rabbanon, Shemoinim Talmidim, Hoyulul Hil Hazokin, Hillel Hazokin, he's one who made the calendar. He's the one who made the calendar.
No, that's a different Hillel Bavli. Is that the same one?
Yes.
Hillel Hazokin is a later one. Because Hillel came from Babel, that's what it says.
I think it was Hillel. I don't know.
No, I think it was a later one. Okay, next.
Okay, fine.
Next.
Shmoinim Talmidim Hillel Hazakin Shloisha Mechem Ruim Shetisha Lem Shrina Kemesh Rabbeinu. 30 were right to have the Shrina rest upon them. Shloisha Mechem Ruim Shetamoy Lohem Chamok Yishibinun. Okay, that's the 60. The Eshem, so some were like Moshe, Penei Moshe Kepenei Chama, and Penei Yoshua Kepenei Levana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The Chama, Shloisha Mechem Ruim
Shetamoy
Eshrim, Be'eshrim, 20 would be Noinim, 20, that's 60 and 80 would be Noinim. Gadol Shebekulim of all of the Talmidim was Yochanan Yonas and Ben Uziel. Katan Shebekulim was Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Amro love Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Shloyaniach Mikra, Umishnah, Gemara, Halacha. What's Halacha? Halacha means a Medrash Halacha. Sifra, Sifrei, Pesikta, and Mechilta. Mechilta is the Medrash Halacha and Shemois. And
no,
Sifra,
that's not Rashi says. Halacha means Halacha Mitzvah Sinai.
Gevaldik, very good, excellent. Halacha, we'll do the old Rashi in a moment. Let's go through the Gemara.
Yeah,
Halacha
like Godes. Very warm here, yeah.
Digduke Toira, Vidigduke Seifer.
What are you saying now? Oh, yeah,
the Gemara.
Yeah.
Then we'll go back to the Rashis. Kalim v'chamudim, u'gzer v'shavois, tukufois v'gematrios, sichas malachi ha'shavois, v'sichas shedim, v'sichas tukolim, m'sholois koivsim, the moshel of a laundryman, and m'sholois shu'olim of foxes. Dover Godel the Rekotan. Dover Godel is Maisim Rekotan. The Rekotan is Havayo is the Abayva Dover. Lekai Mashinemar. Lahanchil. To bequeath. Lo Ohavai, my beloved Yesh. Yesh means substance. Mamish. Yesh. Mm-hmm. Yesh means a Dover, the real thing. Yesh. Torah is the Yesh. Yesh stands for Yirah Shamayim. Yesh is Shaya Lomois. Mm-hmm. Yesh is, fine. I like the best thing is Yesh is Yiras Shamayim.
Lahamcha means to inherit?
To bequeath. What to give bequeath? Over to give over Beyerusha.
Oh.
To give over Beyerusha. Okay. Ohavai, my beloved Yesh. The word Yesh means substance. It means something real. In this world, is money Yesh? What's money? Yesh. You hold money in your hand, you have possessions. I have a battery charger. Is this called a yesh? Is this going to give me hanah?
No.
Is this cup of coffee going to give me hanah? This cup of coffee? What's the real yesh?
Torah.
And Torah also stands for Yirah Shemayim. And L'Asa Lov HaShem is going to be Machal L'chol Tzadik Shai Olamos. This pasuk shin yud yud
and
shin.
What is it the same? And your storages,
the eitz rasem, and your storage houses amale. I will fill up. Yeah. I will bequeath to you yesh, and in your storage houses I will fill up.
Yeah,
whatever that means. These are all spiritual concepts. Frag the gemara v'chimiyah mi'achas shakadosh shabukulim kach gadol shabukulim alachas kavakama. If this what they say about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the kadosh shabukulim, you know he knew everything there was to know in the whole world. He knew everything there was in the whole world. How much more so can you begin to imagine what Yonasan ben Uziel?
Yeah.
When you read the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, can you imagine what was going through his mind when he put on the paper the words, the translation when he put down the word? Could you be masik about the smallest Talmud? They're saying that he knew there's nothing in the whole world that he did not know. Can you imagine Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew? Or Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel knew? Can you imagine the sacredness of the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel? When he would learn Torah, when he would learn Torah, the bird upon his head would burn in the Kedusha. So I remember when I was a little child, so they read us this Gemara. The Rebbe read us this Gemara, Mamash word for word, and he said, who is the Rebbe? Hillel HaZaken. And the Rebbe said to the Kindlach, what about Hillel HaZaken? When he learned Torah, he was the Rebbe. Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim. So the Rebbe is Gresa from the Talmidim. Mm-hmm. When Hillel HaZaken sat and learned, did a bird over his head burn?
No.
He said
because he was able to contain.
No. How could it be? How could the Talmud, the Minister of New Zealand, the bird burn in the Rebbe not?
That's more of a godless.
Oh, exactly.
He was able to contain Gresa
it. Godless.
No, this is how they tell this
to them. The Kindlach. They told us, I told you, it's Gresa Dem Kusa.
But I saw somewhere, I don't remember. You know, Rabbeinu Gershom, I believe he wrote, I don't see it here, a commentary on he Man writes.
Masechta, yeah.
You heard about this? Certain prince, they have Rabbeinu Gershom. Well, maybe it's Rabbeinu Chananel that says this. One second.
He didn't write on this Masechta, Rabbeinu Gershom.
No, so I made a mistake.
Well, maybe he did, but we don't have it over here in the front.
This is Rabbeinu Chananel says. He says something to Hafledik.
He was from the first Rishon Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel was the Ersa.
No, Rabbeinu Chananel, correct. He was the Rebbe of the Rif.
And also, you know, the Rambam.
They say he was mamish. He was between the Goyim and the Rishonim.
If you have a Shver Rambam, you can't figure out the Rambam.
Yeah.
Ruba, you look in Rabbeinu Chananel, and you'll discover the answer to the Rambam.
Really?
The Rambam was heavily influenced by Rabbeinu Chananel. Even though the Rambam was influenced, I don't know, but they say all of the Shver Rambams are miyushev by reading the Rabbeinu Chananel's Pshat Gemara.
Really?
So it's mamish, a segula niflah. If you don't know Pshat in the Rambam, a Shver Rambam,
you've Rabbeinu seen Chananel, it or you've read this.
I saw this, read this in printing. He says it's unbelievable. Rabbeinu Chananel, who was the first Rishon, who was way before the Rambam, and the Rambam.
And no,
somehow,
not only that, he was like in between, like towards the end of the Goyim era,
Goyim.
In the beginning of the right. Rishon. Yeah,
Rabbeinu Chananel.
You know who the Rebbe of the Rambam was? Mori Magash.
Right, that was Rebbe of the Rambam, the Mori Magash. Yeah. You're right. All the people also, and Rabbeinu Chananel, he was an inventor. You know what he invented?
No.
He invented the Dibur Hamaschil. He was the one who invented that when you say a parish, you start off in the parish, you quote the words of the Gemara, and then you say, and then you put a dot, or you put the Gemara.
Yeah.
Like every Rashi is Dibur Hamaschil, right? Rashi, Dibur Hamaschil.
So he started this?
The concept of a Dibur Hamaschil, Rabbeinu Chananel was the one who invented Dibur Hamaschil. Vayit in the Gemara, some Yad Nisra, Vayit in the Gemara, that's, let's see the Rashi, some beautiful, this is Mamash Unbelu Gemara, you came to Mamash Unbelu day. It's an incredible Gemara over here. I know someone that everything that it says here in the Gemara, there's a me'enaf. Main. Rabbi Sholimin, he has a me'enaf. Alle gute Sachen. Weiter.
So you want to learn the Rashi?
Let's see the Rashi. How can
Mishnah.
You learn the Rashis?
Mishnah.
No, before
you
that.
You have to Mishnah.
You're right, Mishnah. What's Mishnah? Go in Mishnah, so Braisa, Shalom, Shishadram. So Rashi is a Chiddush, that Mishnah is not just Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he says the Braisa's. He says the Braises also, all the Mishnais that did not make it into...
I think the Braises, Rabbi Chia was Masadar, I think Rabbi Chia.
Rabbi Chia, there were many...
The Talmud of Rabbi Rabbeinu HaKadosh.
Not only Rabbi Chia, there are many Amoroim that were Masadar, that were Mishnais. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he got the honor that his Mishnayos became the main Lim for Klal Yisrael. But there are other, whatever Rabbeinu HaKadosh did not include in his Mishnah is in the Braises. So Rashi, he says in Mordechai Gezach, that when it says Mishnah, it includes also the Braises. It's Bach, what does the Bach say? When the Bach died, the ganze Gehenim was released in his honor. You know that? The whole Gehenim got a pass because when the Bach came to Shemayim, in his honor, they let them all out.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Kedai, they say that in the Yosha, are you allowed to eat Chodosh?
Yeah.
So they say, it's Kedai to be
you know
Sobech
why?
On the Shins of Bach.
You know what? The Taz fiercely disagrees with the Shver. Because the Rambam brings rise. That by Goyish Fields, you're not mechayvin Chodesh, and he turns up disagrees with that.
Disagrees with every a lot of Rishonim disagree.
So they want to claim that a lot of today, a lot of produce comes from Goyish Fields. So
it does,
therefore,
it does.
That's the heter.
There's a lot of it's not only
Chutz Fake, I know Chutz Fake. The Ramon, what?
It's Chutz Liaretz. It's Chutz Liaretz. Another heter. It's only in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, I heard that also.
There's a lot of heter.
And also Sfek Sfek because you don't know when it was Nishrish.
Yeah, but today that's a very Shrach Hashem because today you can do the codes. But you should know
the codes.
You go look at any package. There's a serial number,
right.
And you type into the computer and it can tell you immediately when it grew.
Are you serious?
Yes. They say I read in the footnote in I read in the footnote in in the RJJ journal, to the footnote, and it says that when they came to America, the Satmarov, Zuchuso Yogin Aleinu. I'm a product of Satmarov. I'm a product of Satmarov. He gave a brach to my mother.
Yeah.
I'm a Satmar. That's why we're learning. This is the Hashkocha. You're not telling me something. You don't think it's for Hashkocha plus I'm going over here in Kula? In Kula, we're learning over here in Spin Kula. And Kula was where the Satmarov came from. So and the Rav is Mamish, a real Satmar. So, he's a real Satmar. Don't tell me otherwise.
So the Satmar, so you remember saying, and then we'll go back to the Gemara.
You think it's a Hashkoch that I'm here in this Makom by Rabbi Shmidman in Kula? It's only because of the Satmarov's birth.
So Satmarov came here, yeah.
Zuchus Yogin Aleinu. Even though I'm a Zionist. Gesundheit.
Thank thee.
Even though I'm a Zionist. How could that be? You see, Hashem has a way of taking a Zionist into Kula. Into the Satmarov.
So the Satmarov
says, come to America, we're going to eat Yashan, no Chadash. Yeah?
Yeah.
So they said to the Satmarov, Rebbe, they said, Rebbe, you know, if we're going to eat Yashan, Chadash, the Bach, the Taz, this is a Shaila being over at most on Issa Rabbanan. It's not the Raisa. At most, and this is the Rabban.
Is it Chutz Laretz?
Chutz Laretz. So the Rabban, at most.
Yeah, you've seen the Mishnah Berurah, it's Mashmeh, according to most Rishonim, it said the Raisa.
I don't think so.
He's very Mach with the Chavetz Chaim
Chav. I don't think it's the Raisa.
That's what I recall.
It's not the Raisa.
Look it up.
It's a Drabbanan. It's the Rabban. Okay. So they said, Rebbe, if we're going to be over on this, it's a Shiloh of the Rabban. But you realize. Now this goes back. You have this thing goes back 50 years ago.
Yeah,
you know we have
in 1940, late 1940s.
The bags of flour of Yashan. What does that mean? From last year, from the previous year, mm-hmm. Yashan, Rebbe. It's infested with shrotzim.
Right.
Every sheretz is five isuri d'oraisa lechol hadeis. No one to be semichan. So he said, yeah.
So therefore, rather
Eibazei, forget it. Don't eat. We're going to eat Chodosh. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the problem with that? No problem with that. Today, it's no longer true. Pesticides. Today, there's no more bugs more in the Yasha than in the Chodosh.
No. But if it's laying there for a long time, it could be infested. Flour and bags.
Right, it was. It was infested. They showed him. The Yashan flour. If you're going to tell
me, pesticides is only when it grows, while it's growing.
I know, but okay, whatever it is. But they told him, if we're going to be eating shrotzim.
So rather, yeah.
So he said, forget it then. Mm-hmm. We're going to eat chadosh. Oh, chadosh. Also in the Torah. No? What could you do? Weiter.
Me, next.
We'll have to be Zionists.
By the way, Rabban Soloveitchik. Yeah, Yashibia's brother.
My cousin.
He was very Salvatrix. Very
Yashibia.
Someone told me, I'm not joking, someone told me he heard from his Rebbe, and then we'll go back to, he heard from his Magachir, he was present at the wedding where he was Masada Kedushin, Rabban Soloveitchik, Chamrocha, he was a Goyim, and he was very Makbid, not to take Eid Kedushin. He would ask them, are you Makbid? So Magachir once heard, he was asking, He didn't know what he was talking about.
It was Machbid. When was he Machbid on? Not taking
Eid Kedushin. Someone that's not Machbid.
Oh, I never heard this.
Yeah, someone told me he was there. So
cousins with them from that marriage.
So you're gonna laugh. This is true. Yeah. At the end, he took somebody. He asked him, "Are you Machbid?" He said, "Yeah." And the guy had longish hair. He took him Eid Kedushin.
Okay.
So he found it as a joke a bit. It was a bit funny that the guy had long hair, but he was Machbid.
I know when my cousin used to come to us.
Is your
my
cousin?
Mother, through marriage, my aunt is married to have Aaron Soloveitchik's son.
Okay.
My mother's sister.
He later moved to Chicago, I believe.
Yes, Skokie. And then he made his own brisk. He made his own yeshiva.
Really?
He had a lot of tzaras.
Really? Okay.
A lot of tzaras. But when my cousin would come to eat by us, my mother had to go buy only Yasha.
Oh, so you knew about this?
Of very course. Makbid. Very makbid on Yasha. Only Yasha. It was a very big deal. My mother had to go buy only Yasha for them.
Nay.
Vait in the Gemara. So Mishneh. So the Bach. So we got to leave a question about the Bach. And the Bach and the Satmarov, Vaita and Avaron Soloveitchik, all the Grace Yidden.
Nay.
Ois Beis. Where's the Ois Beis over in the Bach? Where's the Bach? And the
Satmarov.
Mishnah, Nir B'Einai. Okay, Dibra Maslow, Mishnah, Kagoyin, Nir B'Einai. Vihar Ashbam, Perish, Yesh Neuchlin. That's where in Bava Basra. Daf Kuflam Medalid. Herich beperish b'raisa zu bebiur yoiser miperish Rashi kan. Okay, he's giving you Maran Mokim. The Bach is telling you to go to Masechta Bava Basha.
It's interesting. Usually he just adds the word.
He makes an edit.
But here he's giving
you Maran Mokim. He's giving you directions.
It's interesting.
Weiter in the Rashi.
Next.
Rashi says what's Gemara. The hay of the Hagois Vitziyunim from the Ois Vahodor. Laufer. Washte in the Laufer. Bidufus Yad. Okay, this was a how many million dollars I told you this was?
Yeah, you told me once. Yeah.
How many millions of dollars? Bidufus Yad, the 42 Kislev Yad.
Me?
42 Kislev Yad. And he says, Bidufus Yad, it says, Talmud, Vichulu, Vikavu, Bohem, Gemara. Nikra. The Kavu, so what's the Bitfus? What's he saying about Bitfus Talmud? Hulu?
I also don't know. Yeah,
the
Kavu,
I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what he's saying.
He uses a lot of Rosh Tavis.
Okay, let's go back. Zuhi Svara. Gemara is not, I don't think it means Talmud Bavli. Gemara means, it means logic. It means the thought process, analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Talmudic analysis.
He explained. Show you
Hatanoim. Show you Hatanoim. Acha Roinim.
The last
Tanoim. Medaktik in Bedivri Harishon. The later Hatanoim were medaktik in the earlier Tanoim. Hastumim that were sealed. That were hastumim that were not clear.
Right.
The earlier Tanoim.
In the Farshim they were mafarish. Lefarshim.
The litain bohem tam kimoi sheosu haAmoraim acher Hatanoim like the Amoraim did in regard
to the
Tanoim.
So that means Gemara.
So it means logic. Sheperishu divrei hatanoim shalifnehem v'kavu bohem gemara. Oh, and they established gemara v'oisoi diyuk shebimei hatanoim nikra.
So he is talking about our gemara.
You're right.
That's what it is.
Right.
Explaining.
Because Mishnayos
is cryptic. Right. And then you have the gemara explaining what the Tanaim
means. V'oisoi diyuk shebimei hatanoim nikra hashas. It's called the shisha sidorim.
Yeah.
Fine. Next halachas, halach l'vash m'sinai. You're going good. What is good? Good asi, good aches. Good means it goes up.
Yeah, you
it
have
goes
this.
Down.
Yeah.
The lavud less than three tefachim. V'doyfen akuma shiurin the shear kazayis the beitzer kechasev sagasa.
Oh, halach l'vash m'sinai.
Chatzitzin. What's called the chatzitzo on your body?
We had that already.
Yeah.
What's chatzitzin?
Chatzitzin. You put it on your chatzitzo on your body. If you have two hairs is a knot.
Right.
One ear, two ears, all these things mechitzin. The laws
in
of
regards to Tzilas Yadayim? No.
Yeah, and
Mikvah.
Yeah. Going to Mikvah. Mechitzin. What's called a Mechitz? I don't know what that refers to. I don't remember.
Nee.
Eser Nitiyos. That refers to Kalayim.
Uh-huh.
If you have 10 trees planted in a certain in the base of Sayim, mm-hmm. then it's going to be Kalayim. Arava.
You mean they're so close together?
Too close together. There's a measurement, right? Arava. This that on Hashan Rabba, you go and you take the Arava in your hand. How does it start?
No, I think Bismana Bayez, they would go with the Arabis
and
Hashan
Rabbah. Right, Hashan Rabbah.
Seven times.
And what do we do? And we do it today.
It's called
Yom Hashan Rabbah.
Right. And in Shacharach, it's referred to as Yom HaRavah, I think.
Yom HaRavah and Venisa Chamayim. So over here, the Rashi gave us a whole collection of things that are called Halach L'Vashim Sinai. Dikduke Torah. What does that mean? Ribuye Oisiyos. Sometimes there are extra letters.
Right.
Yeah, it's Mole V'choser. Shabon Lidroy Shabachem Ribui Mumiutim, going on Ho Ezrach. Ezrach, Lohitzi Hanoshim, women. Shadiktika Hatara Bilashoina, Lichtav Ois Yisera Lilame to teach you. They took a cipherim, Shasivu Ledactic Achar Maasa Habriyos.
What does that mean?
The Rabbanon were medactic, Dictic so means the cipher means the Rabbanon. They analyzed the human condition. Okay? You like that expression? The human, that's like a fancy expression. Jonathan Sachs would say something like that. They analyzed.
He's not alive anymore.
Not alive. He passed away. Isn't that terrible? You just die like
from
that.
From England.
From COVID, right? Die from COVID. No, he did not have COVID. He died from cancer. Shosifu ledaktek acha.
So what was Rashi saying? Shosifu ledaktek. They were.
So the soifrim. The soifrim. They analyzed. They analyzed the human condition. That's what he's saying. Shosifu ledaktek acha maaseh habriyos. What do people do? How do people behave?
What's the lashon of sifu? Sifu means adding.
Sifu means they.
What kind of lashon is that?
I don't think here it means to be taken literally. It's an expression. It's an expression. It means that they apply themselves. I think what it means
to analyze the actions of people.
Right. So they said, if we're going to let you go and lay in the Megillah on Shabbos or blow shofar on Shabbos, you send me $1,000. How do you know that? How do you know that if we let people blow shofar on Shabbos and Shul, people are going to carry the shofar on Shabbos, Dalet Amos?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
That's what it means, diktukei seifrim.
Yeah.
They were medaktik, they analyzed the human condition, the human, how people work, how they're wired. I never appreciate that. That's what it says. The doctic acha ma'aseh habriyos ulahachner vilasoy siyog. Protections. They made protections. Do not blow shofar on Shabbos. You make a mechal Shabbos.
There's a famous story about regarding this fast in Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Eger never understood until Rabbi Levi Eger explained it. The Gemara there, as if you recall about Shabbos, that you're only over, according to Ben Azai, you're only over. Only if you jump, the Indian over Rosh Hashanah, remember? He doesn't hold the dollar.
Right.
If you jump, right? So he never understood that. Jumping? Then only then you're over? How could you, if you jump dollar damas, how could someone jump?
Dollar damas, yeah.
So the Heidegger, he never understood this.
Yeah.
So his Einiker, who came across it, he explained it.
Yeah.
He said it like this.
Der Marshall,
No, yeah. He explained it like this. Yeah, you can understand it. That when you do a mitzvah, he says from the slahavas, from the slahavas, a shech for you, it gives you adrenaline that you're able to leap.
Okay, that's
so then someone said pshat, that's the pshat now. Why according to why the chacham say you. The Torah was that at the Chumul and Mavav for the first of long Shayfim, which was at the Raisa, Shakim Luv, which was at the Raisa, because Shema, you're going to go learn.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Who's going to go learn? That's what you mean, Mavav. Who's going to go learn? Yeah? Who's going to go learn?
The excitement.
The excitement.
It'll make you jump.
Yeah, and that you're going to forget. I think I'm missing something here, but I went.
Okay,
anyway.
You're saying good. You're saying very good.
No, that's not mine. I just heard this from.
Let's go by it. Did you do this from Shoy Sivu Ledactic Acher Masa Abrius Lachachmi Velasa Siyog Vyaznaim Lutera?
Oh, that's the Pshat. That they understood.
Protection. Human psychology.
Right.
Human psychology.
So therefore they make Siyogim.
Their protection.
Think of Aznaim, ears to the Torah.
Aznaim, it means.
It's an expression.
It's an expression, which that's the name of the Baruch of Zalman Sorotskin. It's a safe and
chum. So he's saying two things here. Siyog. And Oznaim, what's the difference between
Siyag? Siyag, you know, it means like don't blow shofar.
Right.
Oznaim means handles. I don't know. Maybe it means the netilas yadayim, things that they told you to do.
Mm.
There are certain things they told you not to do, right? They told maybe Siyag means things they told you not to do, and Oznaim l'tar means things that they told you to do.
Like not to say Krishna after past midnight.
Oh, gewaldig. With the chavaseh bechayros ger habol kabel torah olav kabel torah olav.
That's
the Rambam
passing, yeah.
Rabbi Yossi Omer Afilu Dik. So here comes Rabbi Yossi says Afilu Dik Duk Echad Mi Dik Duke Soifim. Even if a ger says I'm a kabel every one of the Tayag mitzvahs, but there's and all the rabbanans, but there's one thing that the rabbanans said I'm not going to.
And there's a chuvis Rav Moshe comes up with a gavaldi chid. I don't know if everybody agreed with Moshe that if a woman is a kabel everything, but she doesn't cover her hair, so he says not so pashut. To invalidate that and that conversion, he goes into a chiddush. The friends, because she's
what
influenced by her friends.
What does it mean? So that's,
anyway.
He's giving an example. Next, kal v'chamurim, devarim halei mikal v'chaymer.
But I heard that the yavan someone converted from chasnas. You're right, but once it was done already, I once spoke it over to. But yeah, it's considered
after the fact. You look, it's retroactive. The person.
I'm not sure. I think
90% of the case of Gerit say all mishum chasnas. So how does it work? If people, why do people get converted? Because I want to marry this boy.
No, you have people. You have bona fide conversions.
Okay, there's most of the conversions people want to marry. So what happens?
You're talking about Zmanazeh?
Zmanazeh, 100%. So what happens? So they let them convert.
Your father was involved in conversion.
Never.
No.
And then retroactively, if it sticks, then it's a gilu that it was L'Shem Shemayim. Mm-hmm. Let's say they get divorced. Let's say they get married and they break up right away. And the second they break up, then the ger goes back chazar l'suray.
Right.
It's a gilui that it was never a sincere L'Shem Achas. But let's say they stay married for a significant period of time. Then even if the chazal is suray, it doesn't matter because the fact that they were committed for a tekufa,
right.
It's a good geris. Vaita. That's the best. Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik didn't accept Geirus. He was very against Geirus.
A lot of people didn't accept.
No. The Sfarim don't do Geirus.
Yes, I was just about to say that. The Sfarim are very...
Vaita. Kalmachan buddhim duvar mamalim v'kal v'chaymer. Shnindel don't miyas. This is more because of Rashi. Rashi says that the two of them kal v'chaymer.
So what is dikduk echem dikduk seifer meaning that...
We did already. What do you mean?
No, what exactly is dikduk seifer that even
we
if...
We said that. They study the human condition.
Oh, I mean, no,
he's just giving an example. Let's say a ger called a macabre.
Yeah, I know.
But there's one takana of Chazal.
Oh, I see.
Gezeir that Chazal.
Even at the Rabbanan, yeah.
Then it's the Geris's bottle.
Next, Kal Chamudim.
What does that mean? Dvar ma'alamed mikal v'chamim shnil l'lom l'lodom mi'atzom l'chol adam. V'loi perishu
klom. We mean l'lodom b'atzom.
There are two types of Kal v'choymers. There's a Kal v'choymer that's part of the Yud Gimel Midrash Torah Nidreshes.
Right.
And then there's another category of Kal V'Chomer that has no shaykhis to this. And that's a Kal V'Chomer she'odom don me'atzmai. There are certain types of halachos that are derived not from the Yud Gimel Midrash Torah Nidreshes. It's pure svara. Kal V'Chomer. Madoch, the halacha is like this in this case. So certainly in this case,
yeah.
It's a Kal V'Chomer she'odom don me'atzmai. He says in this incredible Yisoid. When you learn the Gemara, the Gemara is Kal V'Chomer. It says by this halacha, in this halacha, this is it's al kula, it's kal, and yet, so here where it's chomor kol shekein. Excuse me, what does apples and orange have in common? How can you make a Kal V'Chomer from A to B? You ever have those type of Gemaras?
Yeah, sure.
So does that make any sense to those Gemaras? The Kal V'Chomer? What kind of Kal V'Chomer is this? What are you comparing? A and B, that have no shaykhs. No, you're missing the point. This is a halacha l'moshe misinai Kal V'Chomer. Just like Gzeir Shava. It says this word here, and it says the word here. Wow, we connect them. Excuse me, what does A have to do with B? What's the answer? Halacha l'moshe misinai told you. If it says this word here and this word here, you link them together and you take the halachas back and forth. Kal V'Chomer is the Zilbazach. It's not logical, Kal V'Chomer. There's no logic behind it. Here's A and B, they have no shaykhis, but this halacha is Kal, this is Chomer. The halacha L'moshe Misinai allows you to import a halacha from here into over here. Then there's another Kal V'Chomer. Another Kal V'Chomer is where it's real pure logic. Pure logic. Okay? That's what he says. The Kal V'Chomer, Dvar Ma'alamed Kal V'Chomer, Shnina L'Adam, Me'atzal L'Chaladam, V'Loi Pirusha Klum B'Sinai, Undadim V'Seh by Sinai. In other words, this is not the Kal V'Chomer of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, of the Gezeros, Yigub V'Chomer Nidreshes.
It's
an incredible Rashi. The whole Ar Sameach is Mamish Merum is in this Rashi. The whole Shtik from the Ar Sameach that says this Yisoi, the two types of Kal V'Chomer is Mamish in this Rashi. Gezeros Shavas, Dvar Ma'alamed B'Gezeros Shava, V'Gezeros Shava, Utakufais, Cheshbon hilo chamul levoyim, the calculations of how of the sun
astronomy
gematria is divided by the beloshin gematria kigoin sheshach. What is sheshach? Atbash. Sheshach is the second to the shin is the second to last letter of the alapes, and the second letter of the alapes is base. So you interchange the shin with the base.
I see.
You see that Rashi here is saying, this is not the way we use the word gematria.
I know.
You say gematria means numbers. No, this means interchanging of letters. Sheshach bavel ba'adbash. Kastim. What's kastim? Leiv kamoi. What's the word the kastim in adbash is Leiv kami. I don't know what that means. The custom with the Babylonians. There were two different nations. There was the Babylonians and the custom.
Yeah.
The custom were barbarians. The Bavel, they were the aristocracy. They were the chashuvim. The Bavel was like a low class people. They did the dirty work for Bavel. They were like low lives.
The custom.
They work together. The Bavel, that's why sometimes it says by Bavel, Bavel. That's why Nebuchadnezzar, he hated Evel Meroidach. Why did Nebuchadnezzar hate his own child? Because Evel Meroidach was a son. He married a Kasti. He made a mistake, Nebuchadnezzar. He married a Kasti. And the child follows the mother in their society. So Memela, on his birth certificate, he was a Kasti. And Nebuchadnezzar was a Babli. So he could not tolerate that his successor would be a Kasti. So there was friction between the two. So, but I don't know what it means. Leif Kamoy, Ba'at Bash, Sahada, Minon. I don't know. Be'at. Wait. There's another system. This is a new system called Be'at Bach. You take the letters of the Alephes from Aleph to Yud. You break up the letters of the Alephes into two parts and you interchange a different system. Okay, Gemach includes Stam Nezirus is 30 days. Mi Kodosh Yihyeh. Yihyeh is Begematria. So here finally we get to Al Gematrius.
Numerical value.
Of the number of the word Yihyeh. Yihyeh Begematria Shloishim Havi. Sichas Malachi Asharis Sichas Shedim Sichas Tekolim. Lo Yodana Mahi. Rashi says, I do not know what it means.
That's what he writes here, Yud Tes.
I have a Vav. You have a Yud Tes, a Vav.
Here it where's says, the Yud Tes supposed to go on?
On the side, the Hagois. I also have a nice Vav. My mind is...
No, the Tzionim doesn't tell Yud Tes.
You probably have a different shas. My Gemara says, Ayin Ba'oruch Erech Samaches Perish Avodazar Perish Al-Zeh. Okay, Rashi says, he doesn't know what this means. He's telling you the Oruch. If you look in the Oruch, he'll tell you what this means. The sichas, the idle chatter.
You own an aruch at home?
They have it over here.
You want to look it up now?
No, I'm not going to know what it says anyway. It's not going to make a difference to us. Lo, it's not going to explain it. That will be satisfied. Lo yodana mahi. I don't know what this means, but malachi hashareis, they have sicha. They talk to each other. And shadim talk to each other. And the column.
Oh, I have it. Yeah, I have it. I'm sorry, it's a shas. He says the Aruch, yeah.
Mishalois kaifsim, the mashal of a laundryman, Mishalois shual mafaxis, Shiyastai kadmoinim loses a masla le toy chachtom. A masla in this context means an example to their musa.
Yeah.
The kadmoinim would give musa. Shmabini musa ravicha.
Yeah.
They would give musa. So when you want to give musa, you give it a masla. And a masla normally means an excuse. Right? And a masla. It only means an excuse. Le toy chachtam. The mishalim are needed in giving musar. The toilin oisa bekayvsim of mishalim, and when they want, I see what they toilin in laundryman.
Oh, you mean
their faxes?
You mean their parables is
musar.
They always form into the laundryman,
and the faxes. Those are very common mashalim, like the Dubna Magid, common objects or concepts that were used to give musar to the tzibur. Instead of
why particularly the laundry?
I don't know why. I don't know why. For some reason these two things were very apropos for
what does apropos mean?
Appropriate.
Wow.
Appropriate for the musar that they would give. Kegoin moiznei tzedek.
This music, yeah.
I don't know. Moizne tzedek avos yoich levoisar.
So what is it saying here?
He's giving you, I don't know, the Gemara Masechas Sanhedrin, giving you examples. Moizne tzedek, scales of tzedek, avos yoich levoisar. I don't know, these are different examples. You have to be fluent in Shas. Rashi, Shebe'en Yaakov, going avos yoich levoisar, Moizne tzedek, avne tzedek, tzedek, tzadik mitzor nechlatz. A tzadik is safe mitzor. V'chele b'sanhedrin sham, ayin sham, I know what that stands for. V'kach tzach loymar kan, fine, whatever this is. Avaya is the bai v'rava. Call iboy luhu labaya v'rava. Every time the Gemara says iboy luhu, I have a shiloh, how do you paskin? That's the avaya is of abaya and rava. Call iboy luhu labaya v'rava.
You mean they asked the abayas?
Right, they knew all the dialogue, oh. All the questions. The avaya is of the bai v'rava. Have a misaf kulu, which they had a dilemma. They had a suffix. Abai and Rav ask questions.
Bekulan
and all v'chulam nosan as liboy v'nosan b'chamtam. All of these things we sing over there. Yochanan and Zakkai. He applied himself and he explained. But v'may amaroyim nishtachu. So what happened to all of these things in the days of the amaroyim? They were forgotten. In the days of v'may,
which Rav Yochanan and Zakkai knew all. He knew how to be patient the bias.
And they were forgotten in the days of the v'may amaroyim nishtachu. What do we need in the Shtach? We have the Gemara. What do we need in the Shtach? We have it in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about this. I don't know what this means. I don't know what it means that it was forgotten. Does it mean that it was restored? When they wrote the Gemara, they restored it? Who wrote the Abayis Dabai the Rava? Who wrote the Talmud Bavli? The Talmud Bavli was written.
Rabbeinu Avashim.
So what exactly did they write? There's a whole study on this. What exactly did they write? It was really, there were three partners in the Gemara. There were the Amorayim, the Rabbanan Savaroy.
But very few.
The Rabbanan Savaroy.
Very few.
No, so you don't really know what the Rabbanan Savaroy added to the Gemara.
You look in the Rabban.
Yeah.
The beginning, right in the beginning of the Kedushin, he says the language.
Yeah.
Doesn't come.
You
from,
can tell.
It's not Amorak Lushan.
But every
Shleisha, but it says, I'm Shleisha Niklas. So the Gemara says three, four. He said, that's not the Lushan of the Moran.
It has to be from the Rabbanan Savaroy.
If you look in the Ritva also, he also says all
and
the
Goinim. There were three. There were three.
Goinim I never heard.
The Goinim.
Really?
The Goinim to some degree also had some role in editing the Shas. I don't know. I have a sefer that goes through very, very meticulously.
Yeah.
Listen, there were the earlier. The Talmud Bavli was written over a period of 500 years. There were the early Amorayim, the later Amorayim, and
500 years.
Over 500 years.
That's a long time.
Long time. And it's and every mesecta you can see with your own eyes.
What about the Tanoim? How many years did that go?
The Tanoim was before the Churban Bayis Rishon. There's a little bit of an overlap. You know, there's a little bit of an overlap between the Amorayim and the Tanoim. The Tanoim were a different madrega. They were a higher madrega.
Of course.
So they were Rav. Some say Rav Tanhu Polik.
Because he was right.
It's like an overlap.
Because he was right at the end and the beginning.
It's more than that. There were people. Maybe the Amorayim already were living before him. But they were not on a their minds were not on a madrega that can be called a Tana.
Like Rav Shimon Levi, they say he was the first of the Amorayim.
It doesn't just mean time. It means a certain mind.
Yeah.
The Abarbanel is called a Rishon. Rav Shimon told me he's the last Rishon.
Because the Spanish inquisition, that was the divider.
It's not just that. It's not just that. It's a shocking thing that can.
Literally, was the last of the Rishonim. Yeah.
What does it mean last?
Talking about the minds?
Yeah.
The mind?
It's a certain Baal Madrega. Certain period is the Baal Madrega. It doesn't just mean, he lived in this time period.
Yeah.
It means you're a certain type of person. Mm-hmm. You know, you know yourself. You see certain people. This guy's different. So you don't have today people, anyone that's a type
of... So you're telling me the Beis Yosef and all those Gedolim that came after, they weren't the same?
No, impossible. You can't say that. You can't. That's right. The Gra says that he could have a flavor of what it meant to be a Tana. But the Gra didn't say that he was a Tana. He didn't say that. I could understand the shtickle of what it meant to be a Tana.
I heard different Chaim Lashon quote from the Gra. He says, Ulai, I could be masik. The Ramban and the Rashba.
So Rishon. Yeah. So can you imagine a Tana?
No, he had no Asar
okay.
Tana.
So if the Abarbanel, all the Gedolei Yisrael, they consider the Abarbanel to be from the last, if not the last, Rishon. What are you talking about? 1492? You're talking at the end of the 15th century? There's a Rishon living such a late Kufa? All the Rishonim, they were the latest Rishonim were in the 12th century, the 13th century. Really? You're telling me the Barber, 14th century? You want to go take to the 15th, 16th century, the Barbanel? How can you do that? Obviously, the Barbanel was on a Madrega. He was a different person. He was head and shoulders with everyone else. He was on that level. Otherwise, how are you going to explain it? Time on the timeline.
You know what's Hafla Fella? If you could find me an answer, I'll be very grateful. You could do some homework. Hafla Fella, the great Babanel, in Zagala, Zevach Pesach, he writes, by my spirit blazer, the four or five Tanam, there were Summa B'nai Barak. He says, what's this B'nai Barak? He never heard. First of all, there's a Gemara. B'nai Haman on the term, and B'nai. So you know what he says, Pshat? Summa B'nai Barak means. Someone that would recline B'nai Barak, such recliners, very Barak, that sparkled. It was a shiny, very...
It means it was a chair.
It was... Summon B'nai means a chair, Barak, that... Barak.
Wow, I never heard this shot before.
So what's going on here?
No, he held me.
He never heard of this place, B'nai Barak. That's where he writes.
Maybe that's what it means by B'nai Haman. Name means Lam Tor. They all sounded Shir and Haman. Haman's children
so
also.
It's like.
It's not the standard, but a lot of things like this. It's not the standard, but there are a lot of Chidushim.
I'm
like
trying
this.
To find a teretz on this. What's the pshat in that?
What's the problem?
So you know what someone told me?
I am Pnim L'Torah. It doesn't mean he disagrees.
No, but it's like he never heard of this.
He did hear, but he did hear, of course.
No, he did
it.
Not. He says he never heard. What's this B'nai Barak? I never heard of the city B'nai Barak.
So maybe he never heard of it. What's
the Gemara says?
So
what he probably didn't understand what that means also. What does that mean? So
why doesn't he mention that? Ah, you're going to tell me there.
Okay, we have to see. I'm not so worried.
Look it up. Look it up.
I don't have any divers. This doesn't
half keep me up the fella, that's what he said.
Let's go weiter. Okay, let's go weiter. Nisraf. Show you Malachi Asharis Miskamsim Sviva of Lashmoya Divrei Torah Mipiv. The reason why the birds got with Nisraf because the Malachi Asharis, they hung out. The Malachi Asharis.
Look what Toysvis says. Like Matzvis.
Koloif. Shadvarim Smechim Kinisinasim Besinai Shnitin the Torah Babesh. Ooh. Ha'inyin Zem Otsin Bemedish. Beuvdu Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua Shoyimsum Bibsuda. The Liato Ha'esh. That's when Acher was born. That was the birth of Acher. Acher was born at this
place. You know why?
Because of Shloim Shem Shemayim.
Right, he said, oh, if that could have, then I'm going to send my kid to Cheder.
So therefore, his whole Shoresh was
Shloim Shem Shemayim. That's one shot.
Yadu Lashem Shemayim. Rabbi Nachem Mel Merimon of Yesakash, he says he sees people.
Oh, remember Merimon of
Yesakash? Yeah. Nachem Mel, the Mon. So he says he sees people, the Kindalach and Yeshiv Kitana, they say, Onein Yehei Shmei Rav B'kol Koicham. And they learn, they have good midos, Altz Givaldik. And then they grow up and they become Mushchosim. Terrible people. How could it be? How could it be a Yiddish Kindlach that's in Basmer in Cheder and they say Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabba, they learn Torah? How could it be? He says, I'm not saying this.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw the words inside. Out over here, in fact. I'm not saying this. This is he says, because these little Kindlach, when they went to Yeshiva Katana, the parents paid tuition with stolen money. The parents earned the money with sheker and chazav ribis and
so that had an ashpa.
The mela, when they gave the money to the malame, and this is what supported the children, the koyach hapoyel benifal.
Mayri.
The koyach hapoyel.
Which parsha does he write this?
I don't know. Koyach hapoyel benifal, and the money Mayri. you give to Yiddish Kinlach has to be pure, otherwise he writes very specifically the midos this. Takola of money that's stolen money or money that's not good money, it causes bad midos rois. The koyach, I love that nusach. The koyach hapoyel benifal.
That's a famous chenach. He uses that much.
I never heard that before.
No, the chenach uses it.
Koyach hapoyel benifal.
Yeah.
Beautiful nusach. Sprach weiter. Okay.
He probably took it from the chenach from Rishayna Rabbana Levi.
Could be. When was the chinuch?
From the Rishayim, that's for sure.
Rishayim,
yeah. He preceded the Rabbanan for sure.
The chinuch is this is the Rav Nachman El Merimonov.
No, I know, but that's Lush and
the right. The chinuch is amazing. Right here, we got the three volumes right over here.
Yeah.
Weiter.
Okay, so
now we're going weiter. Now we're in the mission. The mission is Mishal Yerushal. We have Rav Sholim. Is he still with us, Rav Sholim? Is the Ahilke Rebbe, the Great Rebbe, the Rabban Shabbos, are you still here? Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharonis, and Mitzvah, they found Shay Rosha Yosha, who said Rosha Ruba Besuka, Vishal Chodav Sachabayis, while Amaloy Dov, while they were quiet. So, therefore, you see, what do you see? You see that you're allowed to sit in the Sukkah, where Rosha Ruba is the Sukkah, and the Shulchanah is the Sachabayis, and there's no Chash. Maiserav. What more do you want from this? Amalokha Beshamai, Misham Raya. You don't got the story straight. This is more to the Mishnah. How often do you find the Hechatim so the Gemara says that the Mitzias is not correct?
Achem
Amrulo. They did give him Musar. They gave him Musar and they said to him, Im Kein Ha Yisim No Yeg. If this is the way you Firzuch in the Welt,
like Yam to
Mitzvah Kabi Yamecha. Okay, so therefore, over here, Yamachlaik is the mission was the Maisa. According to one opinion, the Maisa was they there was no conversation.
Right.
And the other says, no, you didn't go back to the videotape.
Right.
Vaita. Nosh and Viavodim, the Ketanim, the Turman Asuka. Why? Why Nosh and Boshan Asuka?
So Mitzvah is my grandma.
So why don't you say Tesvav, Tesvav? The Gemara made a drasha Tesvav, but Erev Tochlu Matzas. Why don't we make a Gzereshava Tesvav, Tesvav,
Mechayev Noshim? Should I tell you why? That I was about to tell you the
Gezeirah Shavah, and you can only do it if you were makabel from your rabbis, this Gezeirah Shavah.
So this part of the Gezeirah. I saw an answer in a modern sefer, Mizrahi sefer.
What did you say? Gezeirah Shavah? That's Gabbai Pesach.
We have Gezeirah Shavah. By Pesach, there's a mitzvah, there's a halacha that you must eat. We learned yesterday. Yesterday we learned that you must eat in the sukkah the first night of Pesach.
Oh, that's right. Oh, why you must also eat. Therefore... So women are
also high. I saw in a real Mizrahi sefer, you wouldn't even bring into the Spanish. No, it's such, and I could not believe what I was saying. It really made a reaction, and it really showed me that I don't understand Mizrahi. And it's taka very true. We don't understand what Mizrahi is all about. Very true.
So what does he say? Kol
kavuda bas melech penima.
Right.
It's not shaykh to be mamshich the gezeirah shava to make noshim leave the bias.
Sounds like a
chassidish of shots. Didn't I tell you? I was like...
I was shocked. I'm shocked.
I could not believe, because this is a real Mizrahi. I don't remember. Whatever. Okay? Isn't it an emerging answer?
Yeah. Interesting.
Kol kivuda basmel. You sure you're going there?
But the kasha is still a good kasha.
It's a good kasha, but the answer is even better. I love the answer. Kol kivuda basmel panima.
But talking about mishpacha. It's a family.
You don't leave the house. Why don't Nashu do the kirsh levana?
That's absurd. That reason.
Kol kavuda bas melech penimba. So he's saying that reason.
No, Mogavram gives that reason. Not the.
It's not the derech of each to go out at night.
Right.
It's not shayach. They term me mechayev a mitzvah.
That's the case. It would be prohibited. The chum should be guys of women that go shopping in the groceries.
You're right. I mean, it's not a mitzvah.
They should try to limit it, minimize.
It's not a mitzvah. That's not a kash. It's not a mitzvah. Shkoch to you.
That's the reason why.
It's not a mitzvah.
Are against women drive behind the wheel.
Right. Like the Arabs. That's not a mitzvah. Oh. See, that's a drarishus.
Okay,
so
okay.
You can structure society how you want.
Yeah.
But you can't go tell me the Torah is mechayev and isha.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
How do you know that?
That's a good point.
How do you know that? You know that by the whole... Melech HaMashiach Lo Yovi Amoni Moi Bekal Hashem Moi Ovi Vlo Moi Ovis
Because
Mi Darko Lot Seis
Right
An Ish Vlo Not An Isha
And that's Bagoyim
Right So could you and that's the Mekor for Dover HaMelech
Very interesting
So you're going to go tell me that there's a mitzvah to tell the Ish to leave the bias That's Shaykh Unbelievable Peltic answer from a Mizrahi
Find out who this name is
And you want to know something
Sounds like
You go to Eretz Yisrael This is in America, Mizrahi.
I know the women go dress very sneezy.
I know. Different version.
I once saw. I have a cousin.
Whole different version.
I know.
Did you know
Rav Cook and Yeshivas? You know, my smother there. So someone who's so impressed. America's Rav. When they're dressed in these, it's true, yeah, it's true.
There's no gashers, but the Mizrahi Nashon, I wouldn't marry, because even though they're Zionistic, they know we are Shaitel, they only a Tichel.
I know, I was told that. Yeah,
no gashmis.
No
gashmis.
Interesting.
It's a Pella.
Listen.
In the American Mizrahi, it's not like that.
I know, it's different. Yeah. It's interesting.
What an answer.
I like that.
I couldn't get that answer.
I want to share with, find out who it is.